Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and I've got a classic episode for you today from our former host, Christian Sager. He's talking about how déjà vu works.
Hey, Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager here. Déjà vu is French for the term already seen, and the term was coined by a scientist named Emil Bierrock in 1876, and what it refers to is the feeling that you've experienced something before. There's actually a lot of different terms that can be used to specify this type of experience, from déjà goûté, which means already tasted, to déjà chanté, which means already sung. Now, these episodes of déjà vu, they usually last 10 to 30 seconds long, and about two-thirds of people say they've experienced it. And rates seem to be higher in people who are 15 to 25 years old, have higher incomes, travel more, are more educated and more open-minded, are politically liberal, and have psychiatric disorders like anxiety, depression, dissociative disorders, and schizophrenia. Fun! Science doesn't know exactly what causes déjà vu, and there are over 40 theories about it. That's a lot. Researchers don't even agree on how to categorize it, but broadly, we can talk about two types today. We have associative déjà vu, in which stimuli trigger an associative memory, and biological déjà vu, in which people with brain dysfunction experience strong déjà vu. So an example of this, lots of people with temporal lobe epilepsy report having déjà vu right before seizures. In some of them, déjà vu can even be triggered with electrical stimulation to the brain. Ugh. Some people with conditions like anxiety and dementia have reported chronic déjà vu, in which the feeling is so common and persistent that it disrupts their daily life, And there is a case study of a healthy guy who started taking dopamine-increasing drugs to fight the flu, immediately getting a bunch of deja vu. And it stopped when he stopped the drugs. Weird. Researchers think structures in the medial temporal lobe, which is located behind the top part of your ears toward the middle of your brain, are involved because it's involved in our sensory perception and the establishment of our memories. The hippocampus and the rhinal cortex help us consciously form and recall memories. They might save on brain processing power and time by sorting out familiar things from novel things. So they denote, I don't know, energy to the novel things. The parahippocampal gyrus, though, that helps us determine what's familiar and what's not, and it doesn't retrieve memories to do so, while the amygdala helps process emotional reactions. So here's some popular theories for what is going on with déjà vu. Our first is called divided attention theory. You actually have seen the oddly familiar thing before. You just weren't paying enough attention the first time around to record a full memory of it. This was proposed by a guy named Dr. Alan Brown, who tested subliminal familiarity with briefly seen images. Our next theory is called hologram theory. Cool, right? Okay, so this is a thing you maybe don't know about holograms. It's that you can cut them up, and each piece will display the full image, just at a lower resolution. Dutch psychiatrist Herman Snow proposed that maybe déjà vu happens when some fragment of a memory, maybe a familiar smell or an object, triggers the feeling of remembering a full scene. Then we have dual processing theory. The temporal lobe sort of works on incoming information, but twice, once upon receipt and again after a quick shunt through the right hemisphere. Maybe sometimes the temporal lobe mislabels data from that second stream, accidentally identifying it as something old rather than something new, giving you a feeling of familiarity. Now, this one was proposed by Robert Efron in 1963. And we have one last theory. It's called leaky processing theory. It sounds dangerous, maybe dirty. Our brains store current input in short-term memory and then transfer the important stuff, or, you know, like Bagel Bites jingles, some kind of song, to your long-term memory. Maybe sometimes a bit of information leaks or jumps or misroutes directly from short to long-term storage, and that is what creates a feeling of familiarity.
Today's episode was written by me and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other memorable topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.